From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An official in Sierra Leone confirms that a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus. This just one day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. WHO spokesman Tarek Yasavarich says that the teams are taking appropriate action on the ground to prevent further spread of the disease.
There are teams on the ground from the Ministry of Health, supported by international partners, and right now there is a work being done to see, to trace contacts, obviously, to see who could have been exposed, and to make sure that that all necessary measures are being done to stop this flare-up as soon as possible.
On Thursday, the World Health Organization announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak were considered Ebola-free. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of Al-Ade, some 60 kilometers south of regional capital Gabahari. Witnesses tell VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gates of the southern Somali base. The blasts were followed by heavy gunfire between the attackers and Kenyan soldiers. Casualty numbers cannot be independently verified. Al-Shabaab says it's killed more than 60 Kenyan troops. Deputy Gedo Governor Mohamed Hussein Isaac tells VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers were killed. The African Union mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM, confirmed the attack but refused to give details. Residents say Al-Shabaab has taken control of the town and surrounding areas. This is VOA News.